You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to you. Good Saturday. Wake up. This is Lifeline Radio coming at you live from the studio here in Palm City. We want to help you this morning. We want to help you get your relationship right with Christ. I'm going to talk about relationships. Let me say this is the topic. Let me just get you going on this thought real quick. No relationship, okay? No, zero. No relationship can survive without good communication. A poor relationship always had zero to little communication. Always. If you see a poor relationship between two people, it's always got zero to little communication. A good relationship has constant and quality communication. Remember that. Good morning. My name is Landon. You're tuning into Lifeline Radio this morning, this Saturday morning. I've got a couple phone numbers. It's called Lifeline for a reason. If you want to call up here, we're trying to actually give you the life of Christ into your life. So we call it Lifeline. This is a lifeline for you to change your life and then start to influence those around you by the change that's taking place in you through Jesus Christ, the only true living God. The only living God, period. But the only true God, too. Anyway, call up here if you want to accept Christ, if you need prayer, if the Holy Ghost has unctioned you and you're just like, man, I just got a call. I just need prayer. Or this thing happened last week. God did a miracle for me. And I want to boast in the Lord. I want to share this. I want people to know the goodness of God. 221-1100 is the local number. 221-1100. Out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Out of town, it's 888-221-8990. You got it? Local 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. You can tune us in on the web. So you can call anybody right now and say, listen, man, turn on your computer. Go to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. Listen live. There's a little microphone. Just keep listen live. You're riding with us. Or if you'd rather, if you missed the program for some reason, WCNO.com. Go on demand. Click on demand. You can tune us up anytime. Just find the little calendar pops up. Pick Saturday morning, 8:30, Lifeline. You're riding with us, okay? Listen. So listen, if you have troubles with those, write this down. Here's the most important thing you can possibly do, and I'll go over to at the end. TryLifeline@gmail.com. That's it. TryLifeline@gmail.com. All your questions are answered. How to tune us in. Whatever you want to know, TryLifeline@gmail.com. No relationship. Get ready now. I'm going to hit you between the eyes this morning. Wake up. Get your coffee going. Call your neighbor. Call your dog in the room, your cat, whatever makes you comfortable. Minimize your distractions. Let's go. Okay? Get your coffee going. Stir it up. Come on. Call your neighbor. Like I said, call your friends up north. Wake them up. Say, man, tune in. WCNO.com right now. No relationship can survive without good communication. A poor relationship always has zero to little communication. I don't care who it's with. A good relationship has constant communication. You got that? Now, I'm talking about God as a minister of the truth this morning, but you can apply this to any relationship in your life. Stop talking to your spouse for 1 month. How's that? Husband, stop talking to your wife for 1 month. Wife, stop talking to your husband for 30 days. Just nothing. Don't say a word, period. Let me know how this is working for you at the end of 30 days. Okay? How about this? I got a way bigger challenge. People aren't taking challenges these days. Don't take this one, okay? Listen, stop talking to your spouse for 1 year. Just stop it. Walk in the house and never say another word. For 1 year, for 365 days, do not speak to your spouse again. How strong will your relationship be with your spouse at the end of that year, if you even have one? Well, okay, when was the last time you've talked to God? We're going to get real this morning. When was the last time you put all your cares of the world aside and you stopped and said, Father God, I need your attention now. I need help. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you this morning. Desperately, Father. I'm watching my life and things are not going the way I think. I need your help. I need your guidance. I haven't felt your touch in years. When's the last time you've had a heartfelt with God? I don't mean, oh, God bless his food. Good God, good grief, good meat, let's eat. I don't mean blessing the dinner table. And I'm not talking about when you get in your car in the morning real quick. Lord, keep me safe on the way to work and back. Thank you, amen. He's probably gotten so immune to that. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm not God. You guys are lucky I'm not God. Listen, but I mean a real heartfelt. You get God's attention. God is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of your innermost being. The Bible refers to as your heart. Okay? So let me say this, because I'm about to roll with some good stuff. You need to be taking notes. You need to be awake. You need your coffee going. Look, I'm going to give you a chance really quick. If someone needs to call here, I'll pray with you right now. I will introduce you to Jesus Christ. I think by doing that, you'll have more of an understanding of what I'm about to say. But if not, you keep listening because God's going to open your ears this morning. Matter of fact, let's stop right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I say that because that's how we come. Jesus died on that cross, shed his blood, and made the avenue and pathway to come to you. So when we say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what we're saying is, Father God, thank you for him dying on the cross and being the lamb that shed the blood for the atonement of my sins. There's always a sacrifice for the sin, and Jesus was it, Father, and we appreciate that. Jesus, I want you to know how much we appreciate. We couldn't have done that. By you dying on that cross and shedding your blood for the sins of the world, you took care of me, Landon Allen. You saved my sins. You got me on the right path. You got me off the wrong thinking and the wrongdoing. And I appreciate that more than you'll ever know. Father God, this morning, please open my mind to your spirit. I only want to hear you speak to me clearly. I'll speak what you have me say. If you change my direction or the next couple of sentences, it does not matter. The next paragraph, the whole program, whatever you tell me is what I want to tell myself and the people that hear me. So, Father, we just totally crucify ourselves this morning in the flesh. We open up our minds to receive your wisdom and your understanding. We open up our hearts so it can penetrate and come deep within us and take root. We want to be rooted and grounded in you this morning, Lord. Please speak to us clearly. Please come into our lives, Lord. Become a good relationship in our lives. Let us have a constant communication and a good relationship with you starting this very second in life, this very day, Lord. We want to be yours. We want to be one with you, led by you, empowered by you, and walk with the anointing of God on our life so everything else will be beneath us for the purpose of showing your glory and bringing other people out of the bondage into a saved salvation life where they can rest in Jesus Christ and stop letting the cares of the world worry them sick. Father, I ask that sincerely this morning in Jesus' name, amen. I'm talking about you laying down your life for him. Let me say that again now, because there's a lot of people doing crazy things for money. Lay that down for him. He's got 16,000 times or million times more than whatever you think you're making in this natural world. If you're not doing godly things with godly character, lay it down. If you're too busy in life, if you're doing good things, just regular old good things, they're not godly, and you're so busy, and my business is so thriving, you just don't understand, then lay it down. I'm not saying quit your job, but you got to squeeze a half hour to an hour a day in that word if you want to get to know God. If you want to get to know God, you guys hear my voice over this radio all the time for years now. You don't know me. We don't talk. You don't call me. I'd say 80% of you don't even email. I don't really know. You don't know me from Adam, man, because we don't communicate. Now, if you start calling me and we could communicate, you could actually get to know me. Or if you start emailing me, we could communicate. You could actually get to know me. It's the same thing with God. You can't just hear the preacher on Sunday and think that you have a phenomenal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You have been deceived. The devil has tricked you into a false understanding so that you won't have that real relationship and you can't make a difference in your life or anybody else's. You're not empowered. Why? You don't have the relationship. I'm talking about laying down your life. And here's the deal. You're going to start today. Right now, we're going to break up 10 million yokes of bondage and demonic things that have been holding you down forever. I want you to say out loud in your car, in your house. I don't care where you are. If you're at work, just whisper it. Don't get yourself in trouble. People think you're crazy, whatever, until you start walking that walk and showing them, okay? But right now, you say, you know what? I'm going to start today. I'm laying down my life for Jesus Christ right now. And you need to say it out loud so the devil and every force of evil or hell hears you. Say, I am laying down my life right now for the purpose of serving God through the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm doing. Let me introduce you to the written word. Okay? Let me show you how God feels about his word, because here's another thing. We've gotten duped into thinking, oh, it's okay, you know, the Bible's cool and all that. It's got a lot of foundational wisdom. And man, this is the word of God. Let me put some things straight for you this morning. This is the word of God. Let me show you personally how God himself feels about his word. You need to know how important the word is to God. It'll never become important to you until you realize, man, this means that much to God? Whoa, I better tighten up. Listen, there are two words. There's a written word and a spoken word. I'm going to get in that in just a minute, but the written word we refer to in the Greek is logos. So we have a logos word, a written word, a rhema word, a spoken word, which is direct revelation or utterance to you from God. Right now, I'm going to introduce you to the written word. Let's just look at the written word, the logos only. Matthew, listen to this. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Now, this is Jesus speaking now. He understands the power of his word. He actually is the word. Different teaching, but ready? Heaven and earth shall pass away. Look it up, John, the first chapter. Okay? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And that refers to Jesus. Look it up. Listen, Matthew, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. My written word, my logos, my recorded word, my precepts and my prescriptions that I have given you, seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping, all you guys know this stuff. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's something God has spoken. He's spoken that, someone recorded that, it is penned for your purpose so you know how the prescriptions of God work. Okay, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now you can look at anybody in life, whether they know the Bible or not, whether they know God or not. If someone's sowing foolishness, they're having a foolish lifestyle. If you're sowing destruction into your life, you're having a very destructive lifestyle. If you're sowing the kingdom of God into your life, it ought to look like you're sowing the kingdom of God into your life. You should be a blessed individual. Sickness and disease should not be visited in your family or your household. Everything shouldn't go wrong every day, all the time. Every Monday should not be a dreaded day for you. It should be nothing but a glorious day to serve the Lord like every other day. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. This is the written word of God that you cannot change, no matter whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter. God's word stands. What did he say? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Think about that. The vast majority, heaven is a huge place. The earth, all right, let's just go to the earth. We're more familiar with the earth. How big is the earth? How vast, how absolutely mind-blowing is the earth and all the complexities thereof that make it function and make it focus, right? He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, they will not pass away. They are bigger and more powerful than heaven or earth. Heaven and earth hang on the very words. The words are what govern and control with authority heaven and earth. Luke 9:26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me. I told you, I'm going to punch you between the eyes. You got to wake up and know the truth this morning. I'm not trying to be rude with you. Someone's got to give you the raw truth. People give you cotton candy because it feels good. That stuff's going to rot your teeth. You're going to speak things that don't even come to pass with them rotten teeth. Listen, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me, this is Luke 9:26, and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and the Father's and of the holy angels. We all know the story. Jesus coming back. When that trumpet sounds, Christ will return as the bride for the bridegroom. He's going to come for the church. He's going to come for the people who believe in him. He says this, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words. There is no physical hierarchy that you can reach that'll get you on a plateau of praise from men here on earth that you can escape this. He says, whosoever. I don't care how big a title you have here on this earth. He says, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words. Well, I'm ashamed. I don't carry my Bible nowhere. I ain't going to have a Bible in my car. I'm certainly not going to sit at lunchtime reading my Bible. They'll think I'm good. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him or her, shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the Father's and of the holy angels. That's that logo. That's that written word. Now, if you're ashamed of this written word, he says, when I come back, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be ashamed of you. John 5, 46 and 47. Listen to this. Now we're going to switch. He's going to go from the written word to the spoken word. We're going to go from the logos to the rhema, where God recorded it for you. Here's all the prescriptions and precepts for you to use them with power because you belong to me as a son or daughter. Now, let me show you how I switch it from there to the next step. Once you get to learn this word in you and you agree with the written word, I'll start speaking to you personal revelation and you'll get utterance from God. You'll get spoken word. He says, all right, Jesus again. I'm picking him right from Jesus so we don't question it. This is the master speaking to us. He says, for had you believed Moses, what was Moses? Moses was the lawgiver. Moses was known as a Hebrew lawgiver. He gave the ordinances of God to the people. God spoke to Moses. You know why? Moses' heart was right. Moses was a son or a daughter that followed after God with his heart. When you get to that stage, God can speak to you. To get to that stage, you have to start reading the written word and let the written word come in and change your thinking and change your belief system into agreeing with God. Once you get to where the word starts to get revealed and you start seeing the truth, then you become a truthful person. As a truthful person, God can start revealing himself and his truths to you. People say, well, I don't hear from God. How often do you spend time in your Bible? Ask them. They go, well, you know, and this and that. That's why you don't hear from God. It's that simple. Until you agree with his word, until you get in the word and get him to mold and shape you into his likeness so you start to understand him, it's not that you don't hear from God. You don't know when you do hear from God. You don't have an idea. Is that the devil talking to me? Is that God trying to tell me something? Or is that my own mind saying something? Is that something I heard in a song yesterday? You don't know the difference. There's no discernment in the voice. When you get in the scriptures, he'll start to reveal himself to you. You'll become one in his likeness, and you'll start to recognize his voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I call them by name. God's called you by name before, but you just didn't know that it was him. Get in the word and get to know his voice. He says, for had you believed Moses, had you believed the written word, you would have believed me. Look at it for yourself. John 5, 46, 47. Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. But if you believe not his writings, if you don't believe the words that are penned in the Bible that I've recorded for you, the precepts and the prescriptions I've written down for you, how are you going to believe my words? How are you going to believe when I speak to you if you couldn't believe what your eyes saw that I penned for your benefit? I penned this to train you and to teach you. He says, if you did not believe the logos word, the written word, how are you going to believe the spoken word, the rhema word? By believing the written, okay, ready? Pay close attention. Pay very close attention. By believing the written, you get rooted in Jesus Christ. By the will of God the Father, by being rooted in Jesus Christ, you become joint heirs with Christ and all that the Father has to give. You got that? By rooted in Christ, you become a joint heir. You become a son just like Christ. Now you have, by being an heir with Christ, all that the Father has to give. The Bible says, if the root be holy... So now what are you? Rooted in Christ. You're becoming holy now by the word. If the root be holy, so are the branches. That's you and me. Romans 11:16. Listen, if you want to begin this relationship now, you can call. You can say, man, I want to be holy. You can call now and say, I need Jesus. I'll stop the rest of the teaching, which is awesome, but it doesn't matter. Getting to Jesus is what's more important. The angels rejoice when you come to him. He says, listen, when this written word, listen very close, when this written word gets down into you, and begins to take root. It got some root. You got some word in you. God sends forth the spirit of his son into your hearts then at that point. You ready? Crying, Abba, Father, the Bible says. God, when this written word gets down into your spirit and begins to take root inside of you, in the core, in the heart, in the innermost part of you, God will send forth the spirit of his son into your heart, into your innermost being, and the spirit in you, catch that, begins to cry out, Daddy, Daddy, Father, Father. Now you begin a relationship because the spirit that was in Jesus is now in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you at this point. At this point, when God sends his spirit in you. Now you have the spirit of God in you crying out to Father God. Things are going to begin moving on your behalf. God's handling everything for you, through you, by his spirit. Because why? You've become a son or a daughter, now being joint heirs with Christ. Galatians 4:7, being joint heirs with Christ, you are a son or a daughter. A son or daughter of the king has much more available to them than the peasant that is outside the gate or outside the city walls. Okay? You are a son or a daughter. As a son or a daughter, you become nurtured and schooled and trained and spoke to and taken care of and fed and all your provisions by God Himself. Catch that. As a son or daughter, you become nurtured, schooled, trained, and provided for by God Himself on His kingdom and all the operations that go on within the kingdom of God. You're now a part of a kingdom. I wish I could get it. That's a kingdom teaching. I need to do that. You can call me. I'll come to your house, come to your church, whatever. We'll talk about what the kingdom actually consists of. All the things available for you by being a joint heir with Christ. So God begins to train you, okay, on the operations and everything that has to do with the kingdom of God. Because now it is within you. Why? Because we just said that God put forth the spirit of His Son into you, crying, Abba, Father. That's the kingdom of God within you. Okay? With God as your Father now, nothing is impossible for you. Say that out loud wherever you are. Say, nothing is impossible for me. With God as my Father, nothing is impossible for me. Now is when God is able and willing to talk with you. He has been willing to talk to you for a long time, but was not able. You were not able to hear His voice. You didn't know the difference. You were not His at that point. You were not a son. You were not a daughter. So therefore, you did not know Him well enough to recognize His voice. And by not recognizing His voice, you couldn't trust in the voice you were hearing. But now becoming a son or daughter, you've got to know Him well enough. You recognize, you trust in His voice. He can speak to you. You can follow what He says, and your life can be directed by the Lord. And the steps of a righteous man, the steps of a righteous woman are ordered by the Lord. That means God's ordered them, and everything in this universe knows God ordered them. They cannot come against or stand against what God orders. Your steps will be ordered by the Lord. Who dare touch that? But you've got to want to become a son or daughter. You got to get to know Him by the written word first. As you grow into the likeness of the written word, He'll start to speak to you through the utterance of God, through the rhema word. He'll give you direct revelation. That's when your life will totally change, because you'll know God is real, because you start to communicate daily with Him constantly. That's when life takes on a whole new meaning to you, brother. That's when you're walking around with power and the devil's not messing with you anymore. Listen, now you're able to live. Ready? Once you recognize the voice of God, you're able to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He should be the one you talk to above all others every day. God takes His written and spoken word serious. Let me say that, because we sometimes think this is a game. We know a few scriptures from, third grade Bible class. I'm like, I got this, man. I know Psalms 100 and Psalms 23. I'm good. You're not good. Somebody put something in you as a seed. Now, that seed ought to be hearing what I'm saying and wanting to start growing roots and turn into a plant and turn into a tree. God takes His written and spoken word serious. John 6:63. Again, everything I've quoted is what Jesus said. So we don't have to question it in the least. He says this. This is the rhema word again. This is the utterance of God spoken out loud in laudation, right to you, right to me. He said, Jesus said, the words that I speak. That I what? That I speak. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God has sent forth the spirit of His Son into your hearts, into your innermost being of your fibers of your body, calling and crying out to Him constantly. Daddy, Daddy, I yearn for communication with you. I yearn to hear your voice. I yearn to feel your touch. I yearn for your love, Daddy. Keep me in your arms, Daddy. Keep me protected. Keep me safe. Keep harm from me. Let no sickness come my way. Let no disease. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And Daddy's right there. You're the son and the daughter, just as if your son or your daughter was crying out to you. As a parent, you're going to be right there. At that point, God is right there. He says to you, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What does that mean? They are supernatural life. The words that I speak unto you now, my son or my daughter, have supernatural. They're from God, who's not natural. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. So now you have spirit, which is above the natural, with life. So you have a life-giving spirit speaking to you and flowing through you. So what are you doing? You're giving a life-giving spirit to the things you come in contact with on a daily basis. Whether it be people, whether it be dominions, whether it be principalities, whether it be powers, you contain the life-giving spirit to overcome those things every day in your life, in your walk. John 8:47, he that is of God heareth God's voice. This is going to smack you between the eyes right now. I'm trying to be serious with you. God takes his word serious. He that is of God heareth God's words. And this is the Rhema word, spoken word, God's voice. If you're hearing from God, communicating with God, you're of God. If you don't hear from God at all, you got to get yourself pressed in more What's the Bible saying? It says, be ye transformed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know or prove what is that perfect will of God. When you get transformed by this word, all of a sudden you turn into God. You turn into a little Jesus walking around. You're speaking truth. You're healing people. You're praying for people. The sick are getting healed. You're proving the goodness of God. He says, he that is of God hears God's words. And then Jesus said, you therefore hear them not because you're not a God. Get yourself a God. Fix it. It's no big deal. Don't get condemned. Don't let the devil jump on you. You're not hearing the voice. You're not a God. Call up and fix it right now. Fix it. Call up here. Say, man, I want to be born again. I want to hear. I want God in my ship. I want God driving this car. I want God leading my life. Look at this with me real quick. John 16, 13 through 14. I got to go. I got 1 minute. John 16, 13 through 14. Jesus said, this is the prescription for your life now. Now you've come. You've accepted me. You've accepted the work on the cross, the blood. You are sealed. God has sent now his Holy Spirit into you to live in you. The Spirit's in you crying out every day, Abba, Father, 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 Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And he's looking because you're his. You have the Spirit in you now. Jesus said, how be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. This is for you now. This Spirit is truth, and it will guide you in all truth. He shall not speak of himself. In other words, he just said, he's definitely going to speak. But he'll never go to the right or to the left. He'll always keep you on course with me. You got a guarantee from me. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear the Father say through me, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will show you, do I need to make that business deal? Do I need to marry this woman? Do I need to marry this man? Should I go to that school? Should I change careers? Should I change jobs? He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He will take of mine and show it to you. Who wouldn't like to have the things straight from God, from the kingdom of heaven, taken from there and shown and revealed to you? Look this scripture up. I got to go. Listen, look this up. John 16, 13 and 14. Jesus said, this is how you're to live once you become my son or my daughter. The Spirit of truth will come upon you. He'll speak to you. You'll hear his voice clearly. He'll show you things to come. He'll glorify me. He'll take directly from me and show it to you. You cannot beat that. Listen, if you want a copy of this teaching, get in touch with me. Lifeline@gmail.com. Very easy. I know I went fast. There was a lot of meat here. This is serious stuff, and you need to know it. You need to know it. Trylifeline@gmail.com. Contact me. I will send you a free copy. I'll send you a CD of this very message. Trylifeline@gmail.com. If you need help, you need counsel, you need prayer, you got sickness, I don't care what it is. Trylifeline@gmail.com. You got that? Trylifeline@gmail.com. Send your tithe, send your donation, send your money. Steve, I really appreciate you, man. That was awesome. I got your money. I got your letter. I love you, brother. Listen, Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, very easy. Lifeline, one word, Lifeline. I don't care if you put it as two words, but Lifeline, the name of the broadcast, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Whatever God lays on your heart, it's strictly going to be used for this ministry. If say you send 10 grand. Well, we're going to tithe some of that for sure. We're going to tithe a good chunk of that, but we're going to keep a lot of it to pay this bill every week. It's that simple. We want to keep this on the air and keep bringing the Word of God. We want to keep bringing the Word of God. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your check or money order there. Now, email me, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'll pray with you. I'll help you, and I'll give you a free copy of this message. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.